Hey, welcome into the call. The head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Doing just fine.
Good.
A tough trip to you guys out to Kansas, and then come up on the short end of a 55-6 score. Give me your impressions on the game there.
Well, it's like I told the kids. I said that was we didn't play well enough to make a competitive football game. Anytime you go and you play these openers, playing up as we speak, you know, it's the situation. You've got to have the perfect storm hit for you to be able to go ahead and put yourself in a position late in the game to be able to win it. Now, we found ways early on, very disappointingly, to put ourselves out of it, you know, pretty early. I mean, you know, we went out and made a nice stop on defense, and then they punted the ball away to us, and we made a really poor decision on special teams, and turned it over on the first punt of the year on a huge mental error, and they were able to capitalize. You know, it took them about six plays to get in, but eventually, you know, they got in on a missed assignment, and you know, that was the first straw that was really disappointing. And then we went out and turned the ball over again at midfield and gave them a short field, so they were able to get up on us pretty quick. But, you know, I think the kids hung in there, and, but we certainly didn't play to the best of our capabilities, and as a result, end up getting a score that fairly lopsided and just kind of tried to manage it to get on out of there and get on to the next one.
Well, you mentioned the score and the early mistakes, but you guys did battle back and were able to score there in the first half. Were there any positives you were able to take out of that game about your team?
Yeah, sure there is. I mean, you know, we all play the game with ifs and buts. You know, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But, you know, it's a situation where we really got ourselves, you know, down 20 to 6. You know, when we got a score, then if we're able to keep them off the board, you know, then, you know, we got a chance to go ahead with a nice drive we put together that unfortunately ended up with a really good pick by them. You know, we got a chance to get, if we can get it to 20-13 or something like that, then you got a chance to make them a little bit uncomfortable. But, you know, there were some positives. You know, we went down and we lost Cooper early and had to go with T.J. Anderson and Marky Clark, and I thought both of those guys did a good job banging the ball. I thought we did some good things with Wes in terms of running the football. You know, ended up having a decent run day. Throwing wise, if you look in retrospect, there were things available that we were unable to hit, either because, you know, of a breakdown in protection or because of just an inaccurate throw. But yeah, I think there's a lot of positives, and that's what you have to look at early in the season, is the positives and the big negative, which is a fairly big beatdown, you know, when you start looking at the score. But, you know, I think that our whole deal is to fix the problems and accentuate the positive and get ready to go play our CAA opener.
We got a media question in queue for you, if you'll get that for us, Erica.
Yes, and your question is from Will Geohagan.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, Will, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Any update on Harold Cooper's status?
Right now he's in a boot, and we'll monitor it. You know, it was not, you know, we'll see how bad it is. I think that it's, you know, right now we're anticipating, you know, today probably out, and then tomorrow hopefully we can get him back moving around, and hopefully we get him game ready. I don't have the update at this point in time for you, but we'll plan to have him at this point in time. That's what I've been told, so we'll just have to see how it comes along during the course of the week.
Okay. And looking ahead to the Albany game, I know it's one that you guys have had circled. You know, what are the biggest keys for you guys?
Well, I mean, I think the big key is, you know, for us to go out and play our best game. You know, I think we've got to be, you know, they're an active group that I'm impressed with what Greg's been able to do with them. We've got to go ahead and we've got to play fast and physical and be able to, you know, win the turnover battle. And, you know, and then obviously the things we can't let get away from us on defense are the explosion plays. So, you know, if we're able to go out there and do what I think we're capable of, I think it'll be a really good football game. I think we're very evenly matched talent-wise. And, you know, it'll be a question of who makes the most mistakes. But I do think it has a, you know, it's going to be a real battle. I think that they're coming off a nice win versus Buffalo, and we're putting that last one behind us and pressing on. So, you know, I think that keys will be, you know, establish a solid run game, you know, make our pass game go a lot better than it did last weekend, and then keep big plays off the board on defense. I think we could have a heck of a day out there.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Jim, you talked about it a little bit earlier, but talk about your impressions of Wes McCoy in his start. He won your quarterback battle, and he certainly did, as you mentioned, perform on the ground, 56 yards rushing, but and certainly had some pressure passing as you've broken down the film. Kind of give me your impressions on his play.
You know, I think he managed it well. I was disappointed in the one he put down on the ground, which is, you know, just a typical thing that you got to continue to work with is ball security on the quarterback position, particularly if we're going to run him. You know, he got caught up and was a little loose with the ball, trying to strain for an extra yards, and he got popped out. He's got to learn to be able to keep that thing high and tight and protect the football team that way. You know, there's not always a first down there sometimes, so you got to learn those things when you take your lumps and recognize the value of a 40-yard punt. But I thought, you know, I thought he managed well. He really escaped probably six sacks, which is really decent. Now we've got to do a good job of being able to convert those things into positive plays with throws down the field by being a little bit more efficient in our scramble drills. But, you know, I thought he managed the game well. I thought that, you know, he will continue to get better. But, you know, walked into a pretty big environment and handled all those things very well. And I think we'll do nothing but get better as we go forward into this next week.
Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, obviously Kansas was able to hit on some big plays, especially in the passing game. But as you've gone back and looked at the film, give me your impressions on what went well defensively for you.
You know, I think early on, I mean, we really did some really good things. I mean, I thought Mike Gesicki for the first 10 plays of the game was really playing, you know, like we expect him to play all the time. And I think he played well throughout the game. I don't want to paint a bad picture there. But, I mean, as a unit, I thought we came out and executed well. I think that we were a little bit suspect in space, which was a concern for us. You know, that was a spread operation. We are not. So, you know, your first-time live bullets are, you know, having to attack things on the perimeter a lot quicker. I don't think that we attacked those with the, you know, the certainty that we need to. You know, when you've got the quick throws that are behind the line of scrimmage and, you know, perimeter screens and quick now screens, you got to be able to attack with good leverage and run through tackles. And we were, you know, going in a little bit too cautious. And, you know, so that those resulted in some fairly big explosions. You know, we were in good position on deep balls, you know, but we, you know, as sometimes is the deal with DBs that you got to get the reps and learn how to do it is, you know, it's just turning and finding the football. You know, I thought we were body positioned pretty well, and the guy made a couple of good throws, but we'd certainly had, you know, more than enough opportunity. We found the football and turned and got our hands up to be able to knock a couple of those down, but those turned into big plays. And, you know, so overall, you know, I think that it was disappointing with obviously some of the explosion plays, but I think for the most part, I think the kids played hard. I think that, you know, we've got a good understanding of what we are, got a good amount of depth up front that we can roll through, and we just got to, you know, we got to get better this week and go in there and be more physical than our opponent.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time here this morning. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.